Tuesday marker, Boy Kills World. Let's get
What's going on, Almost City Movie Talk fans? As always, I am your host, Ryan D. You can call Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at the Caledian.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making us part of your day. And you know what to do, guys. Like, share, subscribe for more movie content like this, our movie reviews. We got a few other ones. We got one more movie review this coming weekend, so be sure to check it out. Check it out, guys. And let's get right to it. What are we talking about today, Angela?
Ooh, this one's going to be a fun one. So we are reviewing Boy Kills World.
Boy Kills World, ladies and gentlemen, is directed, again, I do apologize if I'm butchering this, Moritz Moore, a fever dream action film that follows Boy, a deaf person with a vibrant imagination. When his family is murdered, he is trained by a mysterious shaman to repress his childish imagination and become an instrument of death.
Interesting.
So, Angela, what was your first reaction watching this movie? We knew our boy Bill Skarsgård's in here. Let me ask you this. We know the Skarsgårds, we know them all. We've seen them all in acting movies, in all different acting movies, mm-hmm. from Tarzan to Big Little Lies. So we've seen it's True Blood. I mean, every single Skarsgård goes on and on. Thor, I mean, all of them do. It's
including the dad.
Even the dad. Yes. So
recently in Dune.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. So knowing that and everything, I want to put into context here because this is the take of my review here. Bill is not my favorite Skarsgård. My favorite Skarsgård is Alex. I love Alexander Skarsgård. He's great. Every time he's in a movie, I'm 110% on it.
I will disagree with you.
Okay.
I think Bill's my favorite.
All right.
Enjoyed him in a lot of the roles. Like, he just has like such a peculiar face that he could do so much emotion, but yet emotionless at the same time. And it's something really special. So he's done a lot of cool, you know, bits like with it. And, you know, I know he was a little bit in John Wick, the last one. So I got to say, though, this really was a different take than he's normally done.
Yeah.
And it is, but it isn't, because he does a lot of expression with his face.
Yes.
And I felt for a character that is not only deaf, but also mute, he had to emote. I know it's narrated, not by him, but still, when he's acting in these scenes, he has to show so much emotion. I think he did it so well. So I will say Bill's my favorite.
One of the things I really did appreciate in this movie, of course, was the style of, and it's weird because every movie YouTuber right now is really comparing these styles to like John Wick. They're comparing it, and rightfully so, because John Wick was just nobody was excited for John Wick. John Wick didn't do good opening weekend, guys. Did y'all know that? Did anyone know? No one went to go see John Wick opening weekend.
I know.
Keanu, before John Wick, Keanu Reeves was actually like, he was about, there was rumors that he was gonna stop acting because he just wasn't hitting any good box office stuff. But then a word a mouth movie came about, and that was John Wick. After opening weekend, people saw it, and then out of nowhere, everyone started to go see it. Grew legs, became a box office hit. And the budget got bigger and bigger.
Now
Boy Kills World is definitely a concept of that. It definitely goes way more bloodier than John Wick, I would say. There's a lot of more gore in here. There's a lot more martial art fighting sequences in here.
Yeah.
Definitely, John Wick carries more guns. This one carries less guns, more so on the gore and the swords and all
like
that stuff.
Fighting technique.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I really did. One of the things I do want to highlight, because I do want to say it, I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed all the fighting styles, all the fighting martial arts. I really enjoyed Bill as that character. I enjoyed Bill, his facial expressions as well. Bill was such a great treasure just to watch him on camera. I really did enjoy him in here. Even in his surprising moments when he's trying to figure out where is his journey going to? Where is, you know, who am I? And I love that, because in a way he doesn't have amnesia, but at the same time though, he's kind of getting lost and trying to figure out, wait, this fragmented memory is not right. And so then I appreciate that. I really do. And to play a mute person, I was like, holy crap. Like, how does he... And then even more so, like, I was trying to put myself in his shoes. Like, can I like not talk, or like how do you not talk when you're filming and all that stuff? It comes to the acting skills. It really does. In essence, it really does. Especially when, you know, for someone who's not immune or anything, by no means necessary. I still enjoyed him. I mean, he got built for this. I really did it.
He got toned.
Yeah, he got toned really good.
He definitely worked out for this. He definitely could tell he did training.
Yes.
Especially those fight sequences. They were done very well. So I would say the story was an interesting one because I didn't really see a trailer to begin with, so I didn't really know what I was going to go into.
We both did it.
And it does kind of like bounce a little bit. I think a lot of the narration kind of threw me off. I think it's like you either really like that style or you don't. And I think I'm leaning more towards that I don't. So, which for me, it had funny moments. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. The narration. But did I absolutely love the style for this? No, it wasn't my cup of tea. But again, to each his own. I think if you like that style, you'll probably like this. Again, the humor is there for that. The story, I will say, I think we talked off camera, there was a little bit of pacing issues for me. I kind of got, not lost, but like lost interest. It didn't hold my interest like all the way through. I kind of got like a little less interested kind of like halfway through. But then it did pick up at the end, you know, obviously with the reveal and the twist. That I didn't see. I will give it credit. I didn't think that was going to happen, which kudos, you know, in a world where, you know, you can kind of predict how it's going to end right away. I thought that was pretty cool. But overall, it was not too bad. Again, I loved Bill in this one. The rest of the cast, I know there's some familiar faces in there you'll see. But overall, I would say it's not too bad. If you like the gore, if you like the scenes, I think the fighting scenes were done really well. I think you're going to really enjoy this film.
Okay. That's one way to look at it. Now I mentioned all the positive stuff. Now I'm going to go on and say all the negative stuff. So one of the things, and again, it's going to be a little rant, guys. One of the things is that this movie is too long for its own good.
Yeah.
This movie is an hour and 55 minutes. I could have cut out 30 minutes of this movie and still make a better film. This movie is too long for its own good. There's a lot of dull moments. The story gets lost. It's like you're trying to figure out who this person or who I am. Then it gets kind of sidetracked with this other villain character. Then you're like, okay, who's the villain? It's a lot going on here.
Yeah, like what's happening?
And it doesn't feel, in my opinion, it doesn't feel like the plot is like it definitely gets lost. It's a loosely toned plot. And I feel like it shoots itself in the foot, per se, in a way to where, like, it really doesn't get people. It does. The buildup's not there for me. I just didn't enjoy the. I mean, the ending twist was good. I thought that was really good. But besides all that, it wasn't. It was just too long. I felt like if this movie was an hour and a half, I think it would have been a lot better. I really do think so. But again, nothing against Bill, nothing against the act. I just feel like that the story was just very prolonged, and there's a lot of dull moments in here. The humor in here wasn't bad. For me, it wasn't hitting all the way. Like, I probably laughed about like maybe a handful of times, and there was a lot more jokes in there than a handful of times. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'll just leave it at that. One of the things I really did, I'll go back to what I said, you know, so in the beginning, I did like the narration. I did. But then about 40 minutes, it was getting annoying. I was like, okay, I didn't know that it was going to happen the whole time. And it was getting very, very annoying.
It makes sense, though. Like, I know, like, I already knew, like, I'm not a narration kind of person most of the time. I know, like, when we watch reality shows, there's a lot of narration and I don't necessarily like that. So I kind of knew. If going in, like you say, after so long, okay, this is gonna be a constant throughout the whole film.
Yeah,
I was not too amused, but again, some of the humor is there. Did I absolutely love the narration all the time? No, but again, I think some people do like that.
Yeah,
it is supposed to be humorous. It does have funny jokes. It does. But I agree with you. I think the narration was a little too much for me.
Yeah. I mean, call us crazy, guys. Call us, hey, Ryan, Angela, you guys live in your mother's basement, whatever. It's definitely one of those things to where, like, hey, if you enjoyed this movie, own it. Own it. I want you to own it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
It just didn't sit well with me, and it sucks because I really expected a little bit more out of this. Again, we did not see a trailer for this.
Right.
One. Mm-hmm. Two, the poster is fucking good. I love this cool. Poster is fucking cool. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the gore. I enjoyed the cutting. I enjoyed the swords. I enjoyed the axe. I enjoyed a lot of it. I enjoyed the yellow scheme, and I like how they put Bill Skarsgård kind of like in a bloody sequence, and I thought that was really good, inventive. Mm-hmm. And again, though, the poster was great. I felt like that was a really good marketing scheme right there. But again, it just goes back to where like the end result of the movie. I didn't like it. Sure. I'm very mixed. I'm still mixed. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. But anyways, was this a film we deserved? I'm very mixed right now. So I'm gonna say yes and no. I know this is crazy. I know, man. Why, Ryan? Why can't you make up your mind? It's just my point of opinion, guys. I'm sorry. I'm mixed. Rating 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest. I'm gonna give this rating.
Again, I really enjoyed the fighting. I really enjoyed Bill. Again, it was not my favorite movie that he's been in. But I do think there are going to be people out there who like it. Was I one that loved it? No. But overall, it's not too bad of a film. I would personally give it like a solid 6, just because.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was really cool to see the fighting. I think that was done really well. Like you say, the gore scenes were not too bad.
Yeah, they were really good.
I liked the cast. You know, I think Bill was great, but also the familiar faces we see in all the rest of the cast, they were great too. Mm-hmm. But again, the twist got me. So I will say overall, I think the solid 6 for my opinion. Did it have issues? Sure. But I think it's not too bad.
There was a lot of blood used in this movie, and I felt like there were so many blood buckets. But here's the thing. Here's the problem that I had during those scenes was that a lot of those times, I didn't feel that. Okay, emotionally, I felt connection with, again, we're comparing it to John Wick or any movie. When there's a death scene or anything like that, like when it comes down to like anyone dying or I just felt empty, and I felt like that it didn't carry that emotional grasp that I wanted it to, and I just felt like it was empty blood buckets. I'll leave it at that, if that's a saying that but I'm gonna give it a solid 5.5, a little bit above average rating, just because again, we go back to where the slashing moments and all, you know, I appreciate the martial arts in there. I really did enjoy that, but I'll leave it at that, guys. Hey, let us know in the comments down below, though, if we're talking crazy. Guys, Ryan, Angela, you guys are just stupid. I love this movie.
So let
us know.
It?
Yeah, let us know. Oh, 5.5. Nice. Yeah, 5.5 out of 10, guys. No problem. I'll leave it at that. A little bit above average rating, a little tiny bit. But yeah, since we're kind of mixed right now, I guess we can say, since we're all a little bit above average, we do recommend this movie, guys, out there. So be sure to check out this movie at a theater near you. But yeah, I mean, I would say if you are a Skarsgård fan or a Bill Skarsgård fan.
Or action. Yeah, in general,
or action.
The gore action.
Yeah, give this a shot. Again, I just feel like the runtime is really going to make people not want to enjoy it as much as it should have been better. Like, I'll leave it at that. But anyways, put in comments down below. What did you guys think? Let us know on the comments down below. What did you guys think? Did you enjoy this? Did you hate it? Let us know. But yeah, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Come on, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cali End.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. You know what to do. Hit that bell notification. Subscribe. Have a good one. Stay safe, Tony. Catch you later. Peace.